Good morning. Lord Jesus, we ask that your Holy Spirit, the Lord and the giver of life, open our minds, our hearts, open our eyes that we may see, that we may hear, that we may perceive, that we may be inspired, enthused. Father God, that we may be filled with your knowledge, that in us we can begin to effectively build your kingdom on this earth. And we ask it, Father, that you may be glorified. In Jesus' holy name we pray. And everyone said,
Amen.
I would hope that each one of you here this morning, in your innermost desires, would to be to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. I would hope that that Spirit of God that is here that your whole being and your whole mind and your whole heart and all of your soul and all of your strength would be geared to serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm absolutely convinced that you are, or you are moving in that direction, or you wouldn't be here. Such a beautiful day outside and a lot of things around Pensacola to attract our attention this morning. But for 9:30 in the morning for people to gather to hear about Jesus, that's pretty special. And this morning what I would like to do in this life in the Spirit, first of all, is to read to you from our Pope, Paul VI, some very interesting things that he said about the Holy Spirit. And I'm reading to you from Pope Paul VI on evangelization in the modern world. And the spirit of evangelization. Now, over the past years, we've heard an awful lot about evangelization. And sometimes that word strikes fear in our heart because we really don't know what to evangelize, or we really may not understand the word, what it implies. And Pope Paul VI says this: evangelization will never be possible, will never be possible without the action of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God is the life, the breath, the heart. He is the wisdom, the knowledge. He is God. The Holy Spirit is the Lord and the giver of life, and life can come from no other source. Inspiration can come from no other source. Any inspiration that comes from any other source is short-lived. It'll be a burnout. Inspiration of the Holy Spirit inspires, it's zealous, it's exciting, it's enthusiastic, and it's constantly bubbling. It's a river of living water, and it runs constantly, and it never stops. It's almost more than we can contain. Sometimes I get so excited, it's hard for me to stand still. And folks, that started 11 years ago, and I'm getting worse. I thought after a while I would slow down a little bit. People are constantly putting watches on me and say, Charlie, hold it down to this length of time, or we're going to give you this time. Please stop. I said, how do you stop this thing? How do you turn off the Holy Ghost? The Holy Spirit, listen to what we believe from our creed. The Holy Spirit is the Lord and the giver of life. Folks, life does not come from your Social Security check. It does not come from Blue Cross and Blue Shield. It does not come from the property you own. It does not come from your status of life in this earth. It comes from the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit brings life. Somebody say yes.
Yes.
I just want to check and see if you're in agreement with me. Now, one of the most difficult things that I was confronted with when I first got started, because all of my life I was told that I'm really not worthy. Oh, Lord, I'm not worthy. And I always felt kind of condemned. I'm a big sinner. How could God possibly use me? And I'll never forget the day that I called Father Smith. And I said, Father Smith, are you sure? Are you positive that I can do this? And he said, of course. Folks, that's all I needed. I said, are you saying that God can heal through me? He says, I am. Are you saying that I am a temple of the Holy Spirit? He said, I am. I said, are you saying to me that I'm to preach the gospel of Jesus? He said, I am. I said, watch out, world, here I come. Folk, you know, in our whole church, there, you know what, for 11 years that I've been into this, I've never had anybody stop me from doing it. I've had a lot of people run out of the building. I've had a lot of people get upset at me. And I've, folks, and I've even made a lot of mistakes. And as long as I'm in this flesh, I'll continue to make mistakes. But the Holy Spirit living in me will only do those things that Jesus did. It'll only say those things that Jesus said. And it'll only act the way Jesus acted. It won't act any other way. Life in the Spirit. I can tell every one of you here the experience of life that I have had for the past 11 years. I would not trade it for anything in the world. And at this moment right now, I would not give life of the Holy Spirit for anything in the world that you could offer me. There is nothing this morning. There is no property. There is no position. There is no money. There is nothing of the world that you could offer me to replace life in the Spirit. There just isn't anything. And Pope Paul says, now, for us that are called, for us that are baptized, for us that are confirmed, for us that have made a decision that we are temples of the Holy Spirit, that evangelization, for us to go out and to proclaim this, it is impossible without the action of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit's got to be in charge. Holy Spirit must dominate. It must control. It must possess. It must bring the life of God. I'd like to read you a few more inserts here. This is one of the things that we teach at our School of Evangelization. Listen to this. In fact, it is only after the coming of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost that the apostles departed to all the ends of the earth in order to begin the great work of the church's evangelization. Now, there's a very important word here that I've done a lot of study on and meditation on over the past 11 years, and it's the word church. And what I've found out about church is that word primarily means me. I am the church. We are the body. I am a temple of the Holy Spirit. There's one God. There is one Jesus. There is one Holy Spirit. And there's only one Charlie Osborne. And my union must be hooked to Him, and in Him I live, and in Him I exist, and in Him I have life, and it's through the Spirit, and it's in Him that I give witness. It's in Him that I teach. It's in Him that all that I do, all that I say, and all that I think, it's in Him. The Holy Spirit lives and ministers, educates, brings wisdom to the church. That's me. In our creed, we believe this. We believe that God is the Father. We believe in one God, and we believe He's the Father. Well, now, if all of us are in agreement to that, can we all agree that there's only one God? We all sound really excited about it. I heard about it. Yeah. Folks, if you believe it, you ought to roar. Yes! My goodness. You see, it's in the believing that we do. It's in the believing that we act. I believe in one God. Folks, isn't that wonderful? I don't have to sift through a half a dozen gods this morning to get to one that we can all believe. We can all come here this morning, one mind, one heart, and in one spirit to praise and to worship the living God, and He is our Father. That makes us brother and sister. There should be no prejudice in this room. There should be no anxiety, no fear, no doubt. There should be no hatred, no resentment. There should be none of those spiritual forces here. If we believe that God is our Father, that makes you and I committed to one another. And it also makes this. Each one of us is a single, unique, marvelous creation of the Father. Folks, I tell people that when God made me, He threw away the mold. Now, a lot of people really appreciate that. Thank God they didn't make two like Him. But folks, now let's look at it on the reverse side. Think of the overwhelming ability that out of all the eons of time, the time that has been and the time that is to come, God in His ability has the power to call out one single unit, one masterful creation, one overwhelming being like me. Isn't that wonderful? Folks, that ought to get you excited. I wish this podium weren't here. I have to hide, but I feel like I'm hiding. But we'll get around one day to throwing these things in the trash. Amen. Listen to this. Folks, listen. Don't ever think of yourself. Can you imagine God in His marvelous ability being able to create a unique person every time He pulls the string? God said He formed us. In the beginning, He wrote our name in His hand. You and I are, folks, and everybody in the whole world has been formed like that. There's not a person in the world that God has not sent into this world. You and I have been special sent. None of you asked to come into this world. I didn't ask to come. I woke up one day and discovered I was here, and for 43 years tried to figure out what it was for. And all of a sudden, Father Smith began to tell me of my uniqueness, that nobody else in the world would ever be able to carry the life of the Spirit for me but me, and it was my responsibility to commit myself as a living sacrifice, something that has come by God, and the Holy Spirit brings the life, and then it becomes a living sacrifice to be a proclaimer of God to the world. My Father and your Father. My responsibility is to go to the world and convince them that God is the Father. Isn't that what our job is? Amen. The only way you'll ever do that is to know that you are unique, a masterful creation. Folks, we should reverence. Every one of you are reverends. From now on, when you sign your name, say, "Most Reverend." You are. We're to revere one another. Folks, think of the greatness of God to make something like me. I couldn't do it. And I tried for years to enhance it and establish it under a system that was temporary. And it only became real. It only became exciting and enthusiastic when I surrendered it to the God that made me. When I surrendered it to the Holy Spirit of God. The life of God. And our Pope says this. Well, I tell you, I really love this church. I love this body, and I love the authority that's been placed over this church. I love it. I serve it. I admire it. I reverence it. I pray for it. I have great faith in it. And folks, we ought to just stop and dance for a while. I'm telling you. Listen to this. Techniques of evangelization are good. A lot of good techniques. Sister Koontz made mention of some last night. But even the most advanced ones could never replace the gentle action of the Holy Spirit.
I don't care how good we are in all of the trappings that we can do and all the marvelous things we can do. There is nothing like the gentle move, the sweet voice, the overwhelming power, the gentleness of the Holy Spirit. There's nothing like it. It is in the consolation of the Holy Spirit that the church increases. We wonder, and we're overwhelmed that it seems like the church is decreasing. The charismatic renewal is decreasing. Folks, the church increases through the action of the Spirit. And if we're not operating in the Spirit of God, then it's dying. The Spirit of God gives life. And I can tell every one of you here, if you make a decision to operate in the Spirit of God, you won't be able to put the people in here next year. You could, folks, we don't have enough buildings to put the people once the gentle action of the Holy Spirit begins to operate in us. Temples of the Holy Spirit. Our conviction, offering ourselves as a living sacrifice. To God be the glory. God is my Father. Jesus Christ is true God from true God. What an overwhelming act of faith. The Nicene Creed is the most important tool of evangelization that the church has, that you have. It is the most overwhelming piece of faith, understanding of faith that I've ever gotten into. We believe that Jesus Christ, listen to what we believe. We believe that Jesus Christ is Master. We believe that He's Lord. Let me tell you what He's Master and Lord of. This unique individual creation that God's made. And God gave me the will to say yes to God or no to Him. To say yes to Him, He said, Charlie, now you can ask for the Holy Spirit and He'll come and He'll lead you into all truth. Takes the total responsibility away from me. It's not what I can do, it's what God's already done. Our struggle is over. Our battle is over. The victory has been won for us. Folks, what He wants us is to offer ourselves into God, believing that Jesus Christ is true God from true God. And folks, if we really believe that, the only way we'll ever get to God is through Jesus, because He is God. There is no other medium to go to God except Jesus, because in our act of faith, we believe that He is God. And if we truly believe that, we would be not able to sleep without taking that news to the world. If we really believe that Jesus Christ is the Word made flesh, that the Holy Spirit of God brought the Word into us, into this world, and God became a man like you and I and spoke the words of the Spirit that gives life, our responsibility is to go to the world and say, Jesus is the way. Jesus is God. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is Almighty. Jesus is God. Jesus is the Father. Jesus, all things were made through Him. Isn't that exciting? Amen. And then Pope Paul says this. I'm just going to skip through this. We really go into this in detail in our school. I want you to listen to this. As an evangelizer, Jesus Christ, first of all, proclaimed a kingdom. Jesus was an evangelist. What did He come to evangelize? The kingdom of God. And that was His total mission. Well, now, we say that God sent Jesus, Holy Spirit brought Him. You and I have been inspired and filled with the Holy Spirit, and God has uniquely sent us. And so you and I, if we are the body of Christ, you and I become evangelists for Christ. We become evangelizers to proclaim the kingdom of God just as Jesus proclaimed it. He's the one that came and set the standards. He's the one that came and brought the Word. He's the one that came and brought the Spirit. He's the one that paid the price. He's the one that destroyed death. He's the one that forgave sin. You and I have got a free ride. It's a free ride. It's a glorious ride. It's an overwhelming ride if we'll yield to it. But it takes an active decision for us to yield to it. Active. Every day I make the decision to follow Jesus. I get up in the morning and say, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Glory be to God. And today I'm going to give witness to my Papa by the power of His Holy Spirit. And nobody else in the world will be able to do that for me. Nobody in the world can occupy my time and my space. Nobody can do the work for God that God's called me to do. Nobody can do the work for God that He's called you to do. Nobody will ever be able to occupy your time and your space. Nobody will ever be able to give witness by the power of the Holy Spirit that lives in you but you. And folks, it's a decision. And when you start, don't worry about making mistakes, because you will. You don't have to know everything. God knows everything. One of the greatest things that I ever learned is I didn't have to be smart. He's smart. My Papa's smart. I'll just follow Him. My Papa's all wisdom and all knowledge. He's all creative. I don't have to be smart and be a dummy. Amen. So Jesus Christ, the one that we follow, the one that we admire, the one that we yield to, the one that is our Lord, Jesus Christ came to proclaim a kingdom. The kingdom of God. And Pope Paul VI says this, and this is so important. This is so important. Let's all say that. This is so important. Say it again. That by comparison, everything else becomes the rest. My dear brothers and sisters, I would like to inform you this morning that Jesus Christ has established on this earth by His Word the kingdom of God, and it's not going to change. Our Pope says that the kingdom of God, therefore, is absolute, and it makes everything else relative. Everything. The kingdom of God is relative. The kingdom of God is absolute, and it makes everything relative to it. The kingdom of God is not going to change. You and I are constantly changing. My wife constantly changes. My children are constantly changing. I'm changing. Bert's changing. Merle's changing. We're all changing, but the kingdom's not changing. And in our change, we must constantly be willing to change to the kingdom of God through the power of the Spirit that brings life. The Holy Spirit, His job is to lead us into the absolute, into the kingdom of God. That's His job. Nobody else has that job. Nobody can lead you to God except the Holy Spirit. No man come to the Father unless he be led by the Spirit of God. Makes it pretty simple, doesn't it? In our creed, we say that He is worshipped and glorified. The Holy Spirit is worshipped and glorified as the Father and the Son are worshipped and glorified. Have you ever stopped and just worshipped the Holy Spirit and glorified the Holy Spirit? You want a trip? Get off somewhere to yourself and begin to say, oh, Holy Spirit, the Lord and the giver of life, the one that comes and inspires, the one that brings the wisdom and knowledge of God, the inspiration of God, the one that brought the Word. Father, we thank You for this marvelous Holy Spirit. We adore You. We worship You. Oh, Father God, I yield to You. I receive You. Oh, Holy Spirit, You marvelous, glorious Spirit of God, come and fill this vessel. Inspire this vessel. Heal this vessel. Bring life to this vessel. And hang on for a ride. Amen. Get in your car and put your safety belt on. Roll up the windows. And begin to praise and worship the Holy Spirit, the Lord and the giver of life. Let's all say the Lord and the giver of life. Now listen to this. The Lord Jesus will delight in describing in many ways the happiness of belonging to this kingdom. My dear brothers and sisters, I want you all to realize today that we are not and do not belong to the kingdoms of this world. We belong to the kingdom of God, and that's by choice. Amen? All right? Now, when we enter in and make the decision to enter into this kingdom, our Pope says it'll be a paradoxical happiness. The things that make the world happy won't make us happy anymore. The things that the world get excited about, we won't get excited about it anymore. And the things that we get excited about, the world will think is foolishness. It's a paradoxical happiness, a joy, an enthusiasm, a marvel, a wonder. And we, as we enter in to the life of the Spirit, it's a decision. Folks, it is not a feeling. You don't get... I used to think these Holy Ghost bumps, you know, were inspirational. But when you get to walk in this walk, these bumps go away. And it becomes a very... Let me read it to you. This kingdom and this salvation, which are the key words of Jesus Christ's evangelization, are available to every human being as grace and mercy. There's not a person in the world that it's not available to. And our ministry and our job is to take it to the world. Can you imagine, we got what, 400 or 500 people here this morning? Can you imagine every heart, mind, soul, spirit in here was totally committed to be a sacrifice, a living witness for Jesus Christ for the rest of the time on this earth? You know what Pensacola would do? It would go straight to God. But you'd pay a price to get it there. You'll have to deny yourself, pick up the cross, and follow Jesus. And when you pick up a cross, somebody's going to nail you to it. We don't like to be nailed. We don't like to be criticized. Let me just add, how many of you people here are afraid that if you get too vocal or too loud like me, or, you know, if you get too excited about God, you'll turn somebody off? How many of you just have a fear of that? You just, if I really come out and I really start, I'll turn somebody off. Be quiet, because you don't want to turn nobody off. Folks, you can't turn off. Off is off. But when we become excited about God, you'll turn them on. Now, I won't tell you that you won't make them mad. You'll get them madder than a hornet. I make people say, folks, I have been drug out of Catholic churches. They've drug me out and called me a heretic. And there was one particular case. I said, Lord, is this it? I was being muscled by two guys and a guy in front, and they drug me. They said, you're a heretic. I said, praise God. I said, would you notify my bishop, because I'm in submission and obedience to my bishop, and let him make the judgment that I'm a heretic. He said, your bishop may be a heretic. I said, then would you call the Pope, because my bishop is in submission to the Pope, and let the Pope tell my bishop that he's a heretic. He said, the Pope may be a heretic. And I fell on my knees and I said, my Lord and my God, have mercy on me. He said, I'm not your God. I said, yes, you are. You've just passed judgment on me, and I'm at your mercy. The two guys holding me turned me loose and grabbed him and said, yeah, you ain't no God, and drug him off down the street. I thought it was curtains. You folks get out and start preaching this. When I first started, I thought everybody in the world would be excited about God. I just did. I was naive enough even in my parish, to think, boy, I said, Father Smith, we got to tell everybody about this. He said, Charlie, shh. I said, let's get on the radio and tell them. And we went, I'll never forget, WHYM radio. I took him over there one day, and for 4 hours, I said, Father Smith, tell him. He'd get on the microphone and said, praise God. He said, I can't do it. I said, do it. He said, oh, praise God, Lord. He said, Charlie, I can't do it. I said, would you let me do it? And he said, yes. That just kind of turned everything. Folks, I'm so excited about God, I don't know what to do. I just do it all the time. I can't imagine not spending a day and not sharing Jesus with somebody. Our renewal is dying because we refuse to share. We're afraid to turn people off. Folks, you'll never turn nobody off. Off is off. But we can turn them on. And it must be... Folks, we've got to get so zealous about this thing, they'll want to kill us. But you're going to die anyhow, so it's okay.